Gareth Thomas. And Gareth, you were talking about a wall, and I think it's a little bit late to shut the immigration barn door. And you have to ask yourself, is the wall to keep people out? I mean, they're already here. Or is it to keep us in?
Interesting point. I hadn't considered that, but that's certainly something worth contemplating. Who knows? Realistically, I don't think Trump will be able to accomplish one tenth of what he's been putting out. But he's saying things that really do resonate with a whole lot of people in this country. Now, that begs the question, is he going to be able to fulfill these things or not? My guess is probably not, at least not most of them. Certainly not the term limit, certainly not the... And the other thing, the thing that's really killing us is this Federal Reserve. The other thing that occurred to me the other day is that, okay, so he's going to build these... He's going to do this and he's going to do that, monetarily speaking. Where's he going to get the money? Is he going to borrow more from the Federal Reserve, in which case we'll have to pay back those? I mean, we're at over $20 trillion now in debt.
Right.
And they print this stuff like water out of a faucet, in which we have to pay back with interest. Where's he going to get the money from?
Exactly.
You'd have to shut down most of these governmental departments. Department of Education go. I mean, most of these departments are useless.
They're useless for the citizens' benefit, but they're not useless to the federal government because, I mean, through the Department of Education, they control all the schools. And they can put in Common Core, they can do anything they want, they can, kind of blackmail the school districts. I don't know. Anybody that's heard before APAC?
He claims he's going to get rid of Common Core, but
sure,
you know, we'll see. the whole thing is a mess. And, you know, I actually get depressed sometimes thinking about it. Like I said, I'm a cynic. Maybe I'm too old.
I think that your questions and your concerns are very valid, and I think you're right on. I really do. I mean, you brought up some very, very interesting points, and they're all very valid. I mean, you talked about the illegal wars and hundreds of millions of people dead and all the countries that the U.S. military has invaded. My gosh. And the pornography and that occurred, you know, after the Weimar Republic was shut down. A lot of those people that were making those films and that kind of thing in Germany, they came over to Hollywood.
Berlin was the cesspool of Germany during the Weimar Republic. And when Adolf Hitler came in and started his reforms, he cleaned all of that out. Every single bit of it was cleaned out.
Exactly.
And this book burning, you know, you hear about this, the Nazis, which, by the way, is a pejorative term. It's actually the National Socialists. They call them, the Nazis burned all these books. And they took out all of the, I remember in William Shire's film about Germany, that supposedly the book burning was taking out all of the great authors like Kant and, you know.
That's baloney.
What they were burning was all this pornography.
Right.
The real book burners
in Germany were the Allies. They burnt everything that was published after 1930 or so.
That was after the war, but I'm talking about when Adolf Hitler took over.
Yes.
You know, that book burning was what they were burning, all the pornography. They weren't burning classics from Kant and Goethe and anyone you could name of any substance. So that's a lot of nonsense. And the other thing that gets me, too, and I'll watch it every once in a great while till I get sick, and that's Alex Jones. And everyone who you know, does not support him is some kind of a Nazi. Everyone's a Nazi except him and his listeners. And Hillary Clinton is a Nazi, and anyone you could name is a Nazi. And he even has swastikas and, you know, and everything else up in the back of his, you know, on his blue yes. screens with Nazis all over it. And, oh, you got to be afraid of those Nazis. He forgets to inform people that Hitler made Man of the Year on Time magazine in 1938.
Exactly. Exactly. And he did a lot for his country. His people loved him. And he has become the poster boy for evil. And so people who act like that, who call everybody a Nazi, I mean, you kind of can tell what their program is and what their objectives are.
When he gets to his point of his snake oil commercials, that's when I turn it off.
Yes. Now, you
got to support the resistance.
Exactly.
Anyway, go ahead.
You talked about George H.W. Bush being a bonesman. And when you look at you first of all, you talked about Freemasonry, which is terrible, and which a lot of the military leaders since the so-called Civil War forward have been Freemasons. And then you talk about Bonesmen, which is really just another version of Freemasonry. And George H.W. Bush was a Bonesman. And his son was a bonesman, and John Kerry, and all these other people. You also mentioned that I should remind you about the book Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil by Gerard Menuhin. Okay. Yeah.
Gerhard Menuhin. He is the son of Yehudi Menuhin, who is considered the greatest solo violinist of the 20th century. Obviously, Gerhard Menuhin is a Jew, and he writes in this book, Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil, which I would urge every single one of your listeners to get and read. In fact, I generally don't read books twice, but I'm reading it again. It's that good.
Wow.
He exposes all of this stuff, and you can get it on Amazon. They didn't originally have it on Amazon. For probably obvious reasons, I got mine from the Barnes Review, but I looked the other day and it's now on Amazon, so you can get it there. It's a bit pricey; it's like $40, but it is close to 500 pages.
And it's a good book, yeah. Yes, well, it's
excellent. He goes through literally everything.
And he talks about Khazaria. I mean, he admits that the Jews really have, the people who call themselves Jews, have no ethnic association or connection to the land of Palestine.
No, they don't.
He admits that.
Yeah, he points out the fact that the Khazar kingdom, which was just it was south of Russia, was a huge kingdom at one point.
Right.
In fact, this century. And the king of Khazaria was given the opportunity, decided to adopt a religion for the Khazars. And he
because
had a choice.
They were so vile, and they were so, yeah. I mean, they were just warlike, they were vile people.
And he had the choice of Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, and he chose Judaism. Well, after the Khazar kingdom split up, all these people went to either Germany, Russia, or Poland. And they certainly didn't go to Palestine. So these
right.
people have no connection whatsoever with the ancient Israelites. I mean, they're white people who call themselves Jews.
Right.
And, I mean, you take a look at a guy like Irving Kristol and his son.
Billy. Yeah.
I mean, William Kristol. I mean, they're about as Jewish as I am, and I'm a full-blooded Welshman.
Sure. Well, they were certainly communistic, or not necessarily communist, but who did they follow? But yeah, they're infiltrators, and they certainly want to, and they kind of run Fox News. But yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah,
it's
terrible. They run all. Well, it was an interesting point that you made a couple of seconds ago about there was a warlike nation. It's still, I mean, they're still warlike. Look at all the neocons in for the last four or five administrations you can name. They were all ensconced in the cabinet post. Rahm Emanuel, Crystal was in at one point. There's a whole host of them.
Sure.
They're basically the ones that run the government, along with the marching orders that come from Soros. He's really the string puller behind all of this, is billions. Funding
sure.
Black Lives Matter. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And
sure.
I honestly don't think that much of this is going to, in fact, I don't think anything is going to change. I think the country is just going to keep going down and down and down till there's nothing left.
Sure. Yeah.
Civilization.
Bill Kristol.
Go ahead.
Bill Kristol was one of the co-founders of PNAC, which they were, Project for a New American Century. And they're pro-Israel. They are a Zionist organization. They were established in the spring of 1997 with the objectives of attaining U.S. global supremacy and a greater Israel, whatever the cost in American blood. And so this greater Israel, you would have to take out Iraq. You would have to take out Afghanistan. You would have to take out Libya. You would have to take out Syria. So that they could have this greater Israel. And they already run Saudi Arabia. So, they're pretty much on target.
Well, getting back to Trump for a second, he's commenting about, practically every speech he makes, he comments about the fact that, that the nuclear deal with Iran was the worst possible thing that they could have ever done, and blah, blah, blah. Well, actually, that was Obama's thing, and probably I know this is probably heresy to just about everybody that hears it, but I personally think that was probably the best thing Obama ever did, because it creates a bulwark in the Mideast against Israel's expansionism.
Right.
And I don't know, that's my take on it, but, personally, the fear that Iran is somehow going to attack the United States is absolutely absurd.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
And of course the other fear is that they're aligned with Russia and India is aligned with Russia against, Chinese, hegemony into India. India's got a very powerful nuclear program. And the notion of India, or I'm sorry, Iran attacking the United States is crazy.
It absolutely is. And you mentioned China, too. When you think about China, and they're saying, you hear about, those Chinese, they have stolen American jobs and they've done this and that. Well, it was a representative under the both Bush governments that went over there and did the trade deal with China that destroyed the jobs. And then it was Bill Clinton, it was the Bushes also who promoted NAFTA, and then it was Bill Clinton who put it into action by his signature. And now you hear Clinton talking about how she's going to get jobs back. How is that going to happen? I mean, it's another case of letting the horse out of the barn. I mean, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to recover and work backwards. There's no way. There's no way. Well, and go ahead.
Trump claims, of course, that he's going to renegotiate NAFTA and do away with TTP.
Which would be good, yes.
That would be good.
Yes.
Now, having said all that about Trump and what I believe or don't believe, Trump will have the ability to pack his cabinet with a lot of really smart business people. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. He'll have the opportunity. Whether he does it or not is another question. But he will have, and these people are businessmen, and they know how to negotiate. Now, if he's able to do that, yeah, then we'll be in pretty good stead. This country will be in pretty good stead financially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll be able to start rebuilding the economy again. And you know, he mentioned at one point about starting to make our own products again. Mm-hmm. Back in the 50s, we made everything for ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, we don't produce hardly anything anymore.
No.
We don't produce any electronics. You know, and he talks about bringing Apple back. Wow, that's kind of a shot in the dark.
Sure.
But we produce absolutely nothing. No TVs, no radios, no any kind of electronic thing you can think of. We don't produce here. It's offshored.
Yes.
And
now,
when I was in China.
In 2007, yeah. I saw all of these buildings, Motorola and all of these companies that used to make things here are over there using cheaper labor, and they don't have the environmental standards that we do. I mean, the smog there is absolutely horrendous. By noon, you can hardly breathe in some areas, and it's pretty awful. But yeah, I don't know how you're going to recover all that. I really don't know how you're going to do that. Because the resources of a country and the opportunity to use those resources, have the residents use those resources, it is what makes a country. And so our country, because we are no longer producing, well, what do we have here?
Yeah, well, nothing. And, I mean, you know, take a look at the major industries, the steel industry, of course, he wants to bring back start the coal industry back up again, clean coal, he says. And, you know, we have enough oil resources in this country to be self-sufficient for, I don't know how many hundreds of years.
Exactly.
And I remember when Clinton was president, he made into federal land some of the richest deposits of oil we have in this country, if my memory serves me correctly.
Right.
You may know more about it than I do.
Well, they federalized so much land. When you're talking about lumber, the lumber industry, they federalized a lot of the lumber, where the lumber is, where the trees are. They federalized that, destroyed the lumber industry. They own, I think, 87% of Nevada. I mean, when you look at what they own and what they have been taking and federalizing, that's land that that could be used for production. So it's, and we don't hear about those. We don't hear about how the lumber industry has fallen because of that particular incident, because of that. And you know, you mentioned something that Trump is a businessman. Oh, okay, we're going to a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest this first part of the program is Gareth Thomas. And Gareth, we do have a caller that has a real quick question, because we are running out of time, but let's take Wes real quick.
Okay. Well, I'll agree with one thing. We're entirely too tolerant. Does your guest know the case Holy Trinity versus U.S. 1892, where the Supreme Court of the United States said, we are, United States is a Christian nation, and they had 90 precedents. They gave those 90 and said, well, we could have brought more to the table, but, you know, if you're not convinced with 90, you know, what's worth bringing any more? On the case of Benjamin Franklin being a Satanist or something, here's a statement from him in 1787 at the Constitutional Convention. There was a stall. They were not getting anywhere. Here is the words that broke the stalemate. Here, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see of this truth, that God governs the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an entire empire can rise without his aid? We have been...
Okay, Wes, we've got just a few minutes with Gareth. Let's let him respond.
Yeah, I've read some of those quotes. also made by others, too.
Give me proof, but I guess, please.
But I still have to come back to the point that Benjamin Franklin was a dyed-in-the-wool Freemason. He was, you know, as a member of, as a matter of fact, he was also the head of the Lodge of France, which I think was called the Lodge of the Three Sisters, if I remember correctly. Now, whether or not and I'm not doubting the fact that he may have made that statement, that's pulled, of course, from Scripture. Whether he meant that as an absolute, or whether he was really convinced of that, I'm not sure, and I can't speak to that. But the only thing I do know is that Franklin was a deist. He was an absolute Freemason. And Freemasons do not believe in the God of the Bible. They do not. So I don't know in what context he made that comment, but I see that as being somewhat questionable, I have to admit.
You know, in my own mind, a Christian acts a particular way. If this is a Christian nation, why have we bombed all of the countries that we have allowed to be bombed? Why aren't we standing up and saying, hey, wait a minute, U.S. military, U.S. government, what are you doing? So I think
why have we allowed over 60 million of the most innocent people to be be killed through abortion if we're such a Christian nation?
Yes.
You know, and that pretty well sums it up, I think.
Yes, it does.
A true Christian nation would not allow that. Back in the 50s, and well before Roe versus Wade, it was a crime, plain and simple. Yeah, there was backroom operations that went on, but for all intents and purposes, it was a crime. You couldn't go into a hospital or didn't have abortion clinics or anything like that. I mean, those things would have been shut down in a heartbeat. So, no, I don't see this as a Christian nation, but that's my own take on it. Others have other opinions, and that's fine.
Yes. Well, this document that you sent us is, with the links and whatnot, is very comprehensive, as are all of your emails and all the things that you do. And I really appreciate you sharing your perceptions with us today. It's been terrific, and we've got to do this again. But I agree with you. Christians don't act like that.
No, they
absolutely
don't.
So, anyway, you take care, and we're coming up on the break momentarily, so thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Deanna, so we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
All righty, stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, we are back. And our guest for the rest of the program today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He is an emeritus professor of geography from the California State University at Stanislaus. And he's got several websites, a new one, gangstalkingmindcontrolcult.com. Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Deanna. Nice to speak to you again.
Oh, it's very nice to have you on. So this is something new. Now, why have you delved into gangstalking and mind control cults?
Well, okay. Would you mind if I just mention my other websites?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I taught 30 years at three different universities in geography departments. And my academic research and publishing has been in the subject of physical geography, but also in environmental issues as well. And that kind of opened up lots of doors. And I also taught, climatology, so that kind of made it a natural for me to be hosting a website called naturalclimatechange.org or .us, and that, of course, deals with the bogus hypothesis of man-caused global warming and disproves it with the science that is actually pertinent. I've also got a website that's 911nwo.com that I've been working on since about 2002. Of course, 9/11 happened in 2001. So I've been on that issue pretty much ever since it happened. And then I've got another website called San Luis Valley Water Watch.com, talking about water issues here in the San Luis Valley of Colorado. And my musical site, because that's been a passion and love I've had all my life, is ericcarlstrom.com. Now, to get to your question, the news site, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, really evolved out of my research on the 911nwo.com website. As I retired from teaching at, as you say, California State University Stanislaus in the Central Valley in 2011, I came back to the little town of Crestone, Baca, Colorado, where I built a house back in 2000 and 2001, and I started an extended investigative series of articles for my 911NWO.com site called "Is Crestone, Baca the Vatican City of the New World Order? An expose into the New World Religion." So if anybody goes onto that site, they can go under New World Religion and find all the pieces of that extended article. I've actually Xeroxed it off and put it in some local libraries. It was 1,200 pages Xeroxed.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Single-spaced as of about a year ago, and then I've added substantially to it with more appendices, especially on the issue of gang stalking. In the year 2013, I got into researching the subject of mind control, its history and its applications. And this is a very, very dark subject, and took me a year to actually write the article because it is so dark. But I learned a lot, and it's in, all in that article, which is part six, mind control history and applications, in my 911nwo.com website. And of course, that's a big rabbit hole to go down. Gets you into things like, you know, secret societies. Of course, that's also a related element in all this. I'm sure I know from our conversations you're very aware of a lot of these things. And then, as it turns out, the gang stalking, which is a vast now program all over the world, probably targeting you know, over 10 million, it's hard to know exactly, targeted individuals. This directly comes out of the MK Ultra of the CIA back, which started in, you know, in the early 50s and built upon the previous work that they had done in mind control. And from other parts of, you know, the globe, like the Nazis, they inherited a lot of it from the Nazis. But then it goes back to the Illuminati families, and they've systematized it. Under the Nazis, it was called marionette programming. So you're making puppets. And really, this is the fascinating, and of course, the CIA brought a lot of those scientists over in Operation Paperclip and just continued the work. So the gang stalking is very real, and it's really a marriage of the CIA's MKUltra mind control programs and the FBI's COINTELPRO, which is counterintelligence programs, of the 60s and 70s. So now I believe it's in the communities of the world at large. Back in the day, between about 1950 and the Church Committee in 1977, which exposed, you know, over 10,000 secret CIA operations, all of which are illegal. You know, at that time, in the early days, the CIA was contracting universities and professors and medical facilities and doctors and psychiatrists and was doing this kind of work actually at military bases and in hospitals. But then after the Church Committee exposed this stuff, they had to go underground with it, so they actually started creating cults, like the Jonestown cults, and of course Scientology's coming right out of British intelligence, and the CIA has always been an extension of British intelligence. And then more recently, I believe, unfortunately, all this has gone out into the community at large, not only in America, but in the world. So this is a way to take out dissidents. It's a way to discredit. It's a way to harass. It's a way to, you know, eliminate opposition so that ultimately you have a self-policing fascist state. Because what it does is it often under, you know, volunteer programs like Neighborhood Watch and retired police programs and whatnot, a lot of good doers are drafted into this, and they're told lies about the targets, such as, you know, this is a, you know, a pedophile, or we're investigating this person for this or that. And then whatever is the controlling organization, it could be, a lot of it's out of Department of Homeland Security, there's a little money spread around, or perhaps some of the perpetrators are, you know, get deals where they're off the hook for whatever crime they committed, or perhaps some of the perpetrators themselves were targets, and they were able to get out of the program by being perps. And so then meanwhile, the targeted individuals are getting surveillance, harassment, which includes a whole series of protocols. And of course, the early part of the program for every individual is surveillance, to the point where they develop individual protocols for that individual, and that protocol follows them. For instance, if they leave their community to try to escape it, it's a worldwide network, so protocols will follow you around the world. And then evidently, based on lots and lots of reading, a lot of this stuff is online, you can read a lot about it, and see videos, etc., YouTubes. After a few years of gang stalking, typically directed energy weapons are employed. Then they can use all kinds of, you know, remote, no-touch torture techniques like voice-to-skull, actually inserting voice of God messages in your brain. And this technology was actually developed back in the 70s. So what we're dealing with is the application of very, very top secret MKUltra technologies, including the directed energy weapons, which can be traced to satellites. And a lot of this is still in the experimental stage. So it would appear by some of the experts, like Dr. John Hall, who's written a great book called Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control. He's a medical doctor and has been a targeted individual in San Antonio, Texas. That's a really good book if somebody wants to get a very kind of scientific explanation for what's going on. There are many other good books, and I've got lots of bibliographies about this. Another one that I really recommend, and I'm a compiler. I'm compiling things. I haven't been writing any books because there's so much to investigate that I don't want to limit myself to one subject. But another good book is A.K. Forward's book, Forward's book, Gang Stalking and Mind Control, The Destruction of Society Through Community Spying Networks. Well, think about it. I mean, after 9-1-1, we got the Department of Homeland Security. Well, now here we are some 15 years later, and this country, our tax dollars have spent upwards of $1 trillion on Department of Homeland Security. So
you have to ask yourself, which companies is that money going to? Isn't this just a funneling of money, taxpayer money, to certain companies? Like Halliburton and Blackwater, you know, some of these companies, they've changed their names, but you have to ask yourself, all this money, where's it going? Who's
absolutely getting it? And yeah, there's a lot of private contracting companies. InfraGuard is one of the famous ones with that's run by an ex-FBI agent. A lot of the people that run these privatized companies that are subcontracting for Department of Homeland Security and other agencies, intelligence agencies like that, are run by ex-intelligence people. And, of course, they make more money in the private sector. So it becomes very problematic sometimes to track down who is actually doing the programs, because it's a combination of entities. But certainly, yeah, the privatized InfraGuard type companies are very prominent. But they have access to this super high technology directed energy weapon type stuff. So evidently they're plugged into a system in which, you know, there's still a lot of experimentation going. So we have a program, and it's an experimental program at the same time, much like the MK Ultra was.
Sure. Now, the directed energy, I mean, I think of directed energy, I mean, a microwave oven is a directed energy entity or, you know, product, correct?
Well, yeah, can be. Microwaves certainly are used in that regard. And there are military uses for that, because you can basically cause extreme pain to an enemy or to a group of enemies using microwaves, because what it does, it warms up the surface of the skin and makes you feel like you're burning up. Yeah.
And if you have wet clothes on, you'd want to get those wet clothes off immediately because you're burning up. And don't they use those directed energy weapons on people in Iraq, the Iraqis?
Yeah, you know, what you're talking about kind of is an active denial system with the microwaves, but they also have lots of other wavelengths of energy that they can play with, because, you know, all the research back in the, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s and onward showed that, you know, we're all kind of energetic beings, and they know the different wavelengths of the moods that affect us. So one of the experiments that was run in the first Iraq War, the Gulf War, apparently was to create extreme anxiety and fear in the Iraqi soldiers, and apparently it was so effective they just dropped their guns and gave up and, you know, started crying, and it was an alternative to combat, and that way American soldiers were able, a very small number, were able to take out a much, much larger number of Iraqis. So a lot of times these wars are theaters for experimentation of the latest technologies that the Pentagon, et cetera, have developed, and certainly they've been used, yeah.
Sure. I mean, like the, remember in the Gulf War, we see these pictures of all of these burned out cars, and I mean it went on for like a couple miles, and they called it, what they call it, the miles of death, or the, but it, you could tell that some sort of an exotic weapon had been used on these cars, and these were trucks and cars and things that were, they were leaving and returning to Iraq, and they were destroyed when they were retreating.
Well, I think that's a very good comment. You know, if you recall, I don't know if you've ever had Judy Wood on as a guest, Deanna.
Oh, but, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, of course, she talks about the toasted cars.
Yes,
that
and
they look
just
produced
like the cars. Yes.
Yeah. So now we're talking other kinds of exotic directed energy weapons, and Judy Wood, Dr. Judy Wood, got a PhD in optical interferometry and materials engineering science, and she understands, like very, very few people understand, what happens when you take two different wavelengths of energy and you interfere them in a localized area. And of course, she explains it as being a, kind of a molecular dissociation that occurs. And so that's how she explains what happened on September 11th to the Twin Towers. The buildings didn't collapse. They, as she says, went away, turned into dust, and then the dust, floated upwards, and in a kind of a new physics. In other words, what was demonstrated on 9/11, according to Dr. Judy Wood, is exotic weaponry that the world had not seen demonstrated at that level. But as you point out, I think quite rightly, the world saw, you know, similar kinds of directed energy weapons used in the Gulf War.
Yes, yes, I believe that they did do that. And as you say, they used warfare to experiment and using their weapons, whether you're talking about World War One, Two, or the wars that the U.S. has initiated since that time.
Right. Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons why I do this work, Deanna, is that I don't think there was ever a vote of Congress or approval by the American people for America to become the world's empire and policeman and, imperial conqueror. I think that these decisions all came down from on high, you know, with the...
Sure.
So I think in a sense the American people have been... you know, out of the loop. And I think our best defense now is to educate ourselves as much as we can so that we can reclaim our country and tell our congressmen and our leaders, we're tired of this role. We want to get out of it.
We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
And, it was called the Highway of Death. And, it went on for miles and miles. They did an aerial view of it. And it was, they were armored vehicles and trucks. And this was in 1991, March 1991. And they were actually retreating, doing what the McCaffrey told them to do. And he went in and... they were retreating from Kuwait. So, what an awful thing.
Yeah, and there's also the use of depleted uranium, which is radioactive and toxic for they say billions of years. So it's just totally a scorched earth program we've had in Iraq, and what 4 million people or so have been killed or in that sense the American people kind of have this blood on our hands. We were sold a bill of goods with all the trickery and propaganda in 1991, and then we were sold another bill of goods in 2003. But basically, America has not been doing foreign policy that benefits itself, but rather another country, which I think you and I know well. They've recently become dominant at the United Nations, I believe, in terms of the power structure there.
The decisions, yes.
Yes.
It's amazing. You know, the scorched earth
policy. Just as the UN has taken over our internet. Sorry.
Sure. The scorched earth policy was also directed against the southern states during the so-called Civil War.
Yes, only now it's, of course, scorched earth is hell on earth, no matter what the technology, but our technologies have gotten so far so advanced that Iraq has gone from a very affluent society with all their oil money under Saddam Hussein, who was an American puppet, to a dysfunctional failed state.
I disagree with him being a puppet. That was the propaganda that was going around. Actually, what he told the United States was no, he was not going to allow them to come in and take over his oil. But they said, oh no, he was part of the CIA. But they did that to marginalize him and to make the victims guilty of their own make them responsible for their own problem. If they had had a better leader, then the United States military wouldn't have had to gone in there and do what they did. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but unfortunately, it would seem that the neocon project for New American Century had a plan. Even before George W. Bush got into office, to go ahead and partition Iraq into three ethnic divisions, the old divide and conquer, and of course then this kind of list of other countries in the Middle East to invade and conquer and destroy, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned Scientology, and you mentioned other groups.
Jonestown, yeah.
We do have a quick 3-minute break. We're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party.
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.